You're going to feel as though you don't know what to do. But we've discussed this. You don't know anything. Even when you think you do, you really don't know what the fuck you're doing. So really, what is there to lose? Life is about not knowing and then doing something anyway. All of life is like this. It never changes, even when you're happy. Even when you're farting fairy dust. Even when you win the lottery and buy a small fleet of jet skis, you still won't know what the hell you're doing. Don't ever forget that. And don't ever be afraid of that. The do something principle. In 2008, after holding down a day job for all of 6 weeks, I gave up the whole job thing to pursue an online business. At the time, I had absolutely no clue what I was doing, but I figured if I was going to be broke and miserable, I might as well be while working on my own terms. And at that time, all I seemed to really care about was chasing girls. So fuck it, I decided to start a blog about my crazy dating life. The first morning that I woke up self-employed, terror quickly consumed me. I found myself sitting with my laptop and realized for the first time that I was entirely responsible for all of my own decisions, as well as the consequences of those decisions. I was responsible for teaching myself web design, internet marketing, search engine optimization, and other esoteric topics. It was all on my shoulders now. And so I did what any 24-year-old who'd just quit his job and had no idea what he was doing would do. I downloaded some computer games and avoided work like it was the Ebola virus. As the weeks went on and my bank account turned from black to red, it was clear that I needed to come up with some sort of strategy to get myself to put in the 12 or 14-hour days that were necessary to get a new business off the ground. And that plan came from an unexpected place. When I was in high school, my math teacher, Mr. Packwood, used to say, "If you're stuck on a problem, don't sit there and think about it. Just start working on it. Even if you don't know what you're doing, the simple act of working on it will eventually cause the right ideas to show up in your head." During that early self-employment period when I struggled every day, completely clueless about what to do and terrified of the results, or lack thereof, Mr. Packwood's advice started beckoning me from the recesses of my mind. I heard it like a mantra. "Don't just sit there. Do something. The answers will follow." In the course of applying Mr. Packwood's advice, I learned a powerful lesson about motivation. It took about 8 years for this lesson to sink in, but what I discovered over those long, grueling months of bombed product launches, laughable advice columns, uncomfortable nights on friends' couches, overdrawn bank accounts, and hundreds of thousands of words written, most of them unread, was perhaps the most important thing I've ever learned in my life. Action isn't just the effect of motivation. It's also the cause of it.